You're listening to Sister Stargazers, celestial and terrestrial observations and advice from two real-life sisters.
Welcome, fellow stargazers. Your sisters are in the house. Hi, Jude.
Hey there, Sarah. How's it going?
It's going great. And this is episode 90, if you can believe it. So I wanted to just take a quick moment to invite our listeners to like, subscribe, and share, especially on our YouTube channel, which is the Sister Stargazers channel, because we have exactly 90 subscribers with 90 episodes, but we'd love to get to 100. So I invite you this week, before we get into the business of the week, to like, subscribe, and share on YouTube and wherever else you're finding Sister Stargazers.
That would be just so great. You know, we've been doing this for 90 weeks in a row.
We've not missed a week.
And just if we could double our subscribers, you know, like two
That'd
a week.
That'd be awesome.
That would be just amazing.
That'd be amazing.
We're just all hoping that this is useful information, that it's something that folks can use. So that's just a caveat at the top of the show.
Yeah, and then we'll remind everybody of our details at the end. But we want to get into this week, episode 90, the end of May, Sunday, May 20th through Saturday, June 3rd. I'm excited to get into these details because it brings up one of my favorite aspects. So where do you want to go?
Yeah,
where do you want to start?
I mean, where did May go?
All right.
That's the first question. Because now we're like Sunday, May 28th, the moon's in Virgo. And the moon is hanging out in Virgo, being very particular and exacting. And at the same time, the sun is in Gemini, also kind of demanding that we kind of make some mental assessments, wanting to network, reach out, but squaring Saturn in Pisces. So there is this sense that we want to make steady accomplishment. We want to like put one step in front of the other. Virgo moon is very methodical. But with the Saturn sun, there may be obstacles. So the moon's in a earth sign, Virgo. The sun is in Gemini, which is air, which is proponing lots of ideas. It's really offering us lots of ideas. And then Saturn making a square, the sun is making a square to Saturn, is like, okay, well, these ideas are great, but they're very elusive.
Mm.
They're not...
We need more detail. We need more structure.
Right. And there's more structure. You've got to have more structure. And so you might just want to have, like, the obstacles that come up at this time are not insurmountable.
Right.
But they're going to be taking whatever it is that you're envisioning. Saturn in Pisces is part of structuring our vision.
Okay.
So whatever that is going to take a little more time, and it's going to take a little more thought. So if you're getting some pushback from others, or you're getting so many ideas, that's Gemini as well, you're getting so many ideas into this pot that things are starting to like splinter out and fragment, then you know that you just need to just don't get all frustrated and freaked out. Just kind of take it a little easier.
Yeah.
And this aspect will be in play for a couple of days. So the sun will be moving into the square on Saturday, the 27th, and exact the sun square Saturn on the 28th. And then Monday, the 29th, there may be some spillover as well.
Right.
And even Tuesday, the 30th, because the sun is still going to be within a couple of degrees of that square.
Okay.
It is a good time for planning, for talking, but you also just realize you might be generating more ideas than you're capable of. And Saturn is going to just make you feel kind of like, you know, like you can't quite like form anything because things are kind of mushy. Saturn in a water sign.
Okay.
Monday, the 29th, the moon enters Libra and trines Pluto. So this is a good time, actually, to keep your eye on Pluto in Aquarius while it's retrograding.
Okay.
Because the moon, as it sweeps through Libra and then it moves into Scorpio on Wednesday, you're going to have these aspects from the moon to Pluto, which might show you some ways that Pluto might be really helpful to you in its Aquarius position. Pluto in Aquarius is just at the 0 degree of Aquarius. It's not at all formed yet. It hasn't gotten into its opinion of what it's doing in Aquarius yet. So there's a lot of like ebb and flow around that 0 degrees of Aquarius. What is Pluto doing? What is it churning up?
Yeah.
look to the house where Pluto is in your chart. Look for the placement of 0 degrees Aquarius in your chart and see what house that governs, and see if there might be some relative churning going on in terms of that area of your life, whatever Great. That house represents.
Okay.
The moon passing through or making aspects to Pluto will help kind of push Pluto's buttons a little bit.
Mm.
So the moon in Libra on Monday, making a trine to Pluto, it might help some feelings around being an individual and also being part of a group.
Mm.
It might help those kinds of conversations. It's a facilitating aspect. It's a trine. It also might be a caution to be careful with your speech because ideas that come out or feelings that come out can be transformative and have a more of an impact than you realize.
Okay.
You can also scaffold ideas when you have this kind of flow between the air signs. So Libra air, Pluto in Aquarius air, you've got a lot of potential to build, like lots of ideas that are kind of out there. So by scaffolding, I mean the ideas could be building,
yes.
building within a conversation. You know how someone has an idea and then somebody else
yes.
adds to that idea and then somebody else adds to that idea. And it kind of goes along a little bit with the Gemini Sun square Saturn.
Right, yeah.
But it's also bringing up some things that you might not have considered, this Pluto and Aquarius aspect. So those two, you know, the Sun Saturn square and then Moon trine Pluto, they might work together to kind of jumpstart in a way some aspect of your life that you've been thinking about.
Okay.
Tuesday, there's nothing. I mean, no big aspects. No need to worry about Tuesday.
Yeah.
Might just be a day to just have a nap.
Yeah. Keep integrating.
Yeah, exactly. Wednesday, the moon in Scorpio now squares Pluto in Aquarius. So you've got fixed water to fixed air. So all these ideas might be, you might be starting to sift them out. And actually, you shared with me the card.
Yeah, uh-huh.
This might be a good time to bring that in because the qualities
yes.
of that card relate.
Yeah, okay. This is the Seven of Pentacles or the moon?
Well, the moon comes, we do have a full moon this week, which I haven't gotten to yet. So
okay,
stay tuned.
For about the next 2 minutes.
Yeah.
The two cards that came out, the one that was sort of like didn't want to go back in the deck is the Seven of Pentacles, which is a figure with their gardening tool, sort of resting their chin, their hands on the gardening tool and taking in these seven pentacles that are sort of blossoming, forming on this vine, on this bush. But then right next to it, right behind it was the moon card, which is the moon up in the sky between these two towers. And then there's these dogs kind of howling at the moon and a kind of lobster, crayfish, scorpion kind of critter. It looks like a lobster kind of crawling out of the water. So you want to relate those aspects to the thing you were just talking about?
Wow, that's loaded. I mean, you've got all these ideas, which could be
yes.
money-making ideas, right?
Yeah,
pentacles.
Right.
And you're standing kind of like thinking, like you're
right.
standing with your hand on your whatever it is, your hoe, and you've been working on these
yeah.
ideas for a while. This is nothing that is just kind of some kind of spontaneous generation.
Right.
You know how they used to think the flies came out of nowhere. They'd set out a rotten piece of meat and the flies would just appear. Spontaneous generation.
Yeah.
No,
yep.
this is something that's been, you've been developing for a while.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, you've been cultivating this and nurturing it. And it could even be, you know, it doesn't have to be a money-making idea. It could just be some aspect of yourself.
Sure.
But
yep.
what is happening now is that, yes, you're starting to look at this harvest
yep.
or these the quality of your experience, and you're saying, man, I've got a lot of stuff I can work with.
Yeah.
Here.
Yep, the resources. Yeah.
Yes,
okay.
I've got a lot of resources. And what am I going to put my resources towards?
Yes.
That's, yep. I think, the biggest question with that Seven of Pentacles. And the moon as
yeah.
a card is completely depicts the Great Attractor.
Okay, this is the segue to the Great Attractor.
This is the moon in the Rider-Waite Tarot is
correct.
Is just poised up in the sky between
yeah.
these two towers.
Yeah.
And it's pulling up in the foreground, out of the water, the lobster.
Yes.
And some other things that are kind of in the shadows. And it's just kind of, it's this instinctual pulling. The moon is just kind of instinctually, and I should say the moon has this expression on its,
yes,
on its face, on its surface, that is somewhat kind of, I don't know, bland, or just kind of like looking down on this.
Yeah, I don't know. I would say there's a bit of a concentration, like the eye is closed and the lip is kind of pulled tight. There's that sense of drawing and drawing out. And even under the moon are sort of these little flames that are happening between these two towers, almost like feedback or antenna or two speakers or something, that there's this energy coming from the moon. That pulling image you were talking about feels like it's drawing all that energy.
Yes, and that's the great attractor. I mean, the moon is going to be at 13 degrees, 18 minutes of Sagittarius.
Mm.
The great attractor, which is this point out in the sky. Well, it's even beyond the sky. What am I talking about? It's beyond. It's like
right,
it's
right
out in the universe, right?
Yeah.
It is at 14 degrees, 22 minutes,
yeah.
Sagittarius.
Okay.
So this particular lunation has that attractive quality. So the great attractor is pulling towards itself out there in the slice of the sky that we call Sagittarius, 14 yeah. degrees Sagittarius. It's pulling all of the universe that yeah. we know into it.
Yeah.
And awesome. Then there's a bigger attractor beyond the great attractor that is called the Shapley attractor, that's pulling everything from the great attractor into it.
Oh my gosh.
So there's like this, like your little head can start to melt like a dolly. You know, like when you start thinking about this.
It's a lot of energy. That's a yeah. lot of energy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, okay. Yeah. But before we get to the moon, I just have one more thing to mention. Friday,
yeah. yes.
June 2nd. The moon will be in Scorpio.
Okay.
Venus is in Cancer and Neptune is in Pisces. And what lines up is Venus in Cancer, late Cancer, trines Neptune in Pisces. So this is an incredibly dreamy, romantic, escapist kind of luxury bath kind of aspect.
Mm. Okay.
Okay. At the least, it's a trip to the beach or a lake, or even a puddle.
Okay.
I mean, someplace where there's water.
Yeah.
You might find a lot of insight, intuitive glimpses at a body of water, even if it's your tub or your sink.
Yes. Okay. Wonderful. Yes.
And later in the day, the moon in Scorpio, so that's the deep, you know,
yes.
that deep water,
yeah.
biological genetic soup of water,
yes.
trines Venus and trines Neptune.
Mm, okay.
So you've got a grand water trine. This is ethereal.
Mm.
This is like you're connecting to this angelic ethereal realm. Things are sparkly and unicorny and, you know, filled with light.
Wow.
Or filled with, you know, mist, kind of like this mist of Avalon,
oh, yeah.
kind of aspect, okay, where you could be, you know, one step beyond walking, you know, towards mm-hmm. the Grail or the Tower of
the Tor, Glastonbury,
right?
Yep.
Okay, like that kind of magic,
right?
It's also a very good time. It's a feel good trine. So
yeah.
there's like a lot of relaxation in this aspect. You have available the equipment. You're like your body
right.
is available to tune into these subtle aspects of light and life. So nature, art, dreams, beauty, and the spiritual realms, right? This is all happening on Friday,
yes,
the 2nd.
Right before the full moon.
Exactly. And then this sets us up so perfectly for this great attractor,
okay.
right? This great attractor full moon, which is at 13 degrees, 18 minutes of Sagittarius.
Yeah. yeah. Okay.
So this is an amazing potential. We still have, at the time of this full moon, we still have Venus trine Neptune. We have the moon trine Mars. We have the sun trine Mars. We have Mercury conjunct Uranus. So these are aspects where there could be insight.
Mm. Okay.
There could be action that you take on a plan, on a project, but you also, I just want to emphasize that the potential for insight and the understanding of yourself in your place in the universe. Yeah. I know this sounds grandiose, but
no,
you get a sense of where your soul is going.
Yeah.
You get a sense of that there's the potential and the beauty of your life. I think this particular lunation can offer us a lot of hope.
Oh, how awesome. And it feels like, too, just looking at the moon card, having something that grounds us. You know, the moon is between these two towers, pillars, but they're incredibly grounding so that this energy doesn't pull us out of ourselves.
Yeah, there's a great aspect from, let me see, Saturn makes a quintile to Uranus.
Okay.
So that's another very creative aspect that's grounding. Saturn in Pisces, right, water, but it's grounded through Uranus.
Excellent.
Which can be, really, that can relate to earthing or standing,
yep, yep,
standing in a pond,
yes,
or standing in a pool of water,
yeah,
and just receiving, you know, from the earth.
Nice. Fantastic. Is that the week?
That's it. That's all I have to say.
Well, there's a lot there. So listeners, if you've got questions, comments, please, you can email us at connect@sisterstargazers.com. You can also drop us a post on wherever you're finding the podcast. You know, how are these aspects working for you? Monday night, 7 p.m., you can still hear us on WMPG.org 90.9 FM for a bit of a deeper dive into the aspects. And what a great way to start June.
Yeah, I agree. So happy full mooning.
Happy full mooning. Thanks, Jude.
Yeah, thank you, Sarah. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Sister Stargazers. Let us know what worked for you this week. Find us on Facebook and post a comment at Sister Stargazers.